and perhaps arrive at a new understanding of the most remarkable spy of modern times. Introduction. Beirut, January 1963. Two middle-aged spies are sitting in an apartment in the Christian Quarter, sipping tea and lying courteously to one another as evening approaches. They are English, so English that the habit of politeness that binds them together and keeps them apart never falters for a moment. The sounds of the street waft up through the open window, car horns and horses' hooves mingling with the chink of china and the murmured voices. A microphone, cunningly concealed beneath the sofa, picks up the conversation and passes it along a wire through a small hole in the wainscoting and into the next room, where a third man sits hunched over a turning tape recorder, straining to make out the words through Bakelite headphones. The two men are old friends. They've known each other for nearly 30 years, but they are bitter foes now, combatants on opposing sides of a brutal conflict. Kim Philby and Nicholas Elliott learned the spy trade together during the Second World War. When that war was over, they rose together through the ranks of British intelligence, sharing every secret. They belonged to the same clubs, drank in the same